We've heard the statistics on the region's heroin crisis and how many have fallen into addiction. But one person's story can tell a lot about what it takes to get out. Wendy Kreitz is a single mom, a Christian, and a recovering addict. A year ago, she was in jail. Now she's in a treatment program at the Jefferson Day Report Center in West Virginia. That program is supported by the Affordable Care Act. As part of an occasional series on the Act, the Ohio Valley Resource explores how the law expanded substance abuse treatment for thousands, including Wendy Kreitz. Producers Glynis Board and Rebecca Kiger bring us the story of Kreitz's struggle for sobriety, told in her own words.
I am Wendy Kreitz. We're in the Daily Report vehicle in Charlestown. Yeah, people look down on people like us. Really, I mean, everybody has some kind of addiction. I believe it's that hole everybody has in their heart, that void that you're trying to fill. And I've looked for it, or I found it in drugs. And as long as you're getting high, you know, it fills it until the drugs are gone, and then it's back. So I just think that's something only God can do. And I think He uses our weaknesses to bring us to Him. I have an awesome son. He's 12, and I swear I think God speaks to me through him sometimes. He is the sweetest child you ever meet. Just love him. Half of his life, he saw me be strung out on drugs, so he's getting ready to be a teenager, and I just want to be a good role model for him. It's getting colder and colder out here. I don't even want to go outside when it's cold out, and especially when the wind's blowing. But I do it. I walk or I ride the bike to work every morning. Okay, we are at Martin Luther King Boulevard. I rent a room here. I work at McDonald's. On Tuesdays, I gotta be there at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I leave at 3:30. So I get up at 1 o'clock. I give myself 2 hours to spend with God.
A lot of the people that hurt you, honestly and truly, they really don't set out to.
I'll listen to some worship music. Not by power, but by the Spirit of God. I'm happy to be alive. Came so many times close to death. I hated myself. I felt ashamed. I walked around guilty, ashamed. I couldn't even look anybody in the eye because I felt so ashamed and dirty. So between the meetings, the counseling, the Suboxone, and God, I'm finally in a place where I'm sorry. The program saved me. I've been sitting around for how many days now since I broke my ankle? No bike, no work, and I've worked since I've been 16, and it's starting to get to me. Really is.
All representatives are assisting other callers.
Your call is important to us. I'm going to have to call him. This is bull. I called like a week ago for this ride. They're saying they had me on their schedule, but I'm not on there. That's what they just told me. If I'm 10 minutes late, they do not see you.
Wendy, I was just calling to tell you what happened to me. I called the Day Report and told her that I had to get to the doctor's office and find Eddie. stopped what she was doing and came and got me there just on time. I'm so grateful for that. So I just wanted to let you know. You have a good day.
Hey, babe. You gotta go downstairs and get your book bag.
I have a spunk this Thursday.
Okay. Do you know your words? Then we'll study. Very good. One more time, steadily.
S-T-E-A-D-I-L-Y.
Very good. Closeness.
C-L-O-S-E. N-E-S-S.
Yep, very good. I mean, my daughter, when she found out I broke my foot, her first concern, she said, was, oh my God, I'm afraid Mom's going to use again. She came up and spent the day with me last Saturday. She was off. She'll probably come over.
I'm Ashley, Wendy's daughter.
My whole life, I just feel like I've been let down. And we don't want to see you die, and especially from heroin.
I can't change what I've done.
No, and I don't expect you to. All I want you to do is to never.
But I want you to know.
Please know that you love me.
And I am sorry, because I did choose drugs over you.
Clearly, she needs her Suboxone.
It's working for me. And I'm afraid that if I stop taking, that I'm going to relapse again. So what do you do? I'm praying on that, too. What do I do, Lord?
Thank God she just hit her 50th birthday. Thanking God she hit her 50th birthday.
Mommy, happy birthday to you.
Make a wish.
Yay.
This is my first birthday sober. Except for last year, because I was in jail.
It feels good.
I want to leave this world where they can be able to say, my mom was once maybe a drug addict, but she got her life straightened out. All your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
This profile of recovering addict Wendy Kreitz was produced by Glynis Board and Rebecca Kiger, who also photographed her time with Kreitz. Visit WEKU.FM to peer into Wendy's life through Kiger's lens. This story was a collaboration between 100 Days in Appalachia and the Ohio Valley Resource, which is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.